This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 551. When should I schedule my IELTS test date?
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, you'll get valuable advice about how to know when you're ready for the exam and the steps you have to take to get there.
Hey there, Jessica. How you doing?
I am doing well. There are a lot of things going on. Oh, listeners, yeah. You know we're going to Tokyo next week. We're super excited about that. And tomorrow I have the first soccer practice for James' team, of which I'm the head coach because no one else could do it. So, you know, there's a lot of things on my list. How are you, Lindsay?
In the same sense, there's a lot of things on my list, but I'm keeping it together. I mean, in some ways, having a lot to do kind of evokes a sense of adrenaline. Definitely right. Adrenaline, right? Like, I want to get it all done. It's all good stuff. And I bet our listeners feel that way, too. I mean, you guys, it's kind of exciting when you have a big goal, you have 30 or maybe 60 days to do it, and you know that you can't waste any time. So that gives you some energy.
Definitely. The motivation of the goal and what is past IELTS is like that goal, but also the fact that like busy people get more done, right? Yeah. Not just because they have a lot to do, but because they're always doing something. Like, if we have, like, if you're at work, right, and you have an hour break, if you have this other goal, then you're not just gonna like gossip with the other coworkers outside or something. You're gonna study for the test. You're gonna read an article from the New York Times. Like, you're gonna be accomplishing more things than anyone else, right? Because you simply have more to do. So that's true. It is, having a lot to do is motivating in and of itself.
That's actually a really good point, studying during the lunch break. I actually hadn't thought about that. I mean, a lot of students come to us and they say, you know, I just don't have enough time. And I always think about the evening or the morning, right? Maybe you guys have kids, you have families, you have to prepare dinner, get your kids to bed. That's hard, right? To carve out that time when you're so tired. But lunch break, just, you know, the idea of maybe instead of going out with the colleagues, we stay in and we study. We get into the course. That's a brilliant idea. Good use of time.
Yeah, and just take, you know, it doesn't have to be the entire hour, but 20, 30 minutes. I mean, if you think about adding that every week, that adds up to a lot of extra study time. So, that's huge.
Yeah.
Yesterday on the show, we talked about getting a review from an awesome student, and today we're going to answer his questions.
Yes, we love it when we get your reviews, guys, and this is actually a great place to ask your question because we will cover it on the show. So,
yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and just say thank you again to Sunshower from Russia. Actually, this is Alex from Moscow is his real name.
Oh, cool. Thank you, Alex.
And I'll just go ahead and read the question. How does that sound? And then we'll dive in.
Perfect. Yeah.
Okay. So, I'll read the whole review because it's so nice. This is great.
Okay.
So he says, "You are the only thing that continues motivating me."
Oh,
that's awesome. Okay. So he says, "Thanksgiving." Interesting. He's just saying, thank you, right? Where I'm giving thanks to you, right? I'm thanking
that's
you.
That's awesome.
"For your sense of humor, it really helps me not to stop learning." And then yeah, that's good. I'm glad to hear that we're motivating you, Alex. That's awesome. And some questions. Number one, what is the smartest way to improve vocabulary? Number two, what can be a trigger to say, okay, I'm ready to book an exam date? What can be an indicator? Okay.
That's an awesome question, Alex. Let's cover the first one we'll refer you to some other episodes we've talked about because we've done a few vocab episodes about how to make a vocabulary notebook. And I think this is the smartest way, Alex, to improve your vocabulary and for everyone out there because – You have to, first of all, like, don't put a lot of pressure on yourself about learning 50 new words a week or whatever. Don't have a notebook or note cards with over 100 different words and phrases to memorize, because that's not the point of actively trying to learn new vocab. When we're actively trying to learn new vocab, it's because we're going to use it in active skills and productive skills in speaking and writing. Okay, so you need to really limit the amount of words that you're trying to learn and use, because we can't do that with so many words. But there's the other part of vocab, the receptive vocab, which is much bigger. And that's what we need in reading and listening. And that is not gained by making lists. That is gained by listening and reading widely. And then after you finish watching a movie or reading a chapter in your book, then you choose just a couple words to look up in the dictionary. And you don't have to add those to your vocabulary notebook unless it's something that you want to use on your exam. Otherwise, just take note, just be like, okay, this is this word in the context. I looked it up in the dictionary. And probably you're going to see that word again, you know, later on in the article or later on in the book. And the more you see it, the better you'll remember it. Hello, awesome listeners. If you want to stop wasting your time and make sure you're ready for the IELTS exam on your test date, get into the 3 Keys IELTS Success System today. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
I love it. I love it. So a couple of different ways to think about approaching vocabulary, you know, 2 different kind of orientations toward vocabulary.
Yeah, I think that's important to draw that distinction, because otherwise students get really overwhelmed with like, I have to learn all the words right now, but you don't. Okay. And so this second question is interesting, guys. How do you know when you're ready to book your exam date? How do you know when you're ready to get that score that you need? Lindsay, what do you think?
Well, I think obviously, like, it comes back to our schedule. I mean, clearly, when do we need to take the test? When is the immigration thing happening?
Right.
But maybe there's a process around trying a couple of practice tests initially, and then we get a sense of where we're at, and we have that time frame, you know, 1-2 months, and we can take that time and be productive with it, maybe in a course, for example.
Yeah, for sure. First you need the deadline. Like, I have to submit these scores in 3 months, right? When do you need to move? When does the semester start? So that's the first definition. But then how do you get there? Like, what do you do between now and that exam date? That's what matters. So I think, guys, you can be honest with yourself, and you know if you're ready to get a 7 or an 8 or whatever you need. There's what you don't do. Don't just book an IELTS exam just to see where you're at. I think that is such a waste of money. And I know lots of people do that just because they're curious, just to see. Why would you spend like $300 on just a whim, kind of? Like, that's not necessary, guys. I think what's better is to start studying for the exam. Yeah. Right? Don't waste your time just paying for an exam and then taking it and not understanding what's happening. Just start today. Get into a course like ours. We have the 30-day study plan, the 60-day study plan. You can combine those if you have longer time. And then prepare for success. Prepare in an organized way. But also, you have to put in practice tests throughout the system, throughout your studies, to make sure that you're practicing the strategies and getting the scores you need on test day.
Okay. And so to get those practice tests, maybe we're finding those in for example, I think Cambridge publishes practice tests. Is that right?
Yeah, exactly. I think there's 12 books, maybe 13 books of practice tests out now. So yeah, however you can get those. I'm not going to say the options because hopefully you don't have to like pay full price. They could be expensive. But if mm-hmm. you know somebody that's studying for IELTS, maybe you could share the cost. You know, there's mm-hmm. there's ways you can access these guys. And they might be at a library or a university library in your city. So mm-hmm. I think there's a lot of ways you could get these. But that series is really the only one I trust to give yeah. you a good idea of what the IELTS test is.
Mm-hmm. And then if we're taking the practice test, what about in terms of the speaking part? If we're not in a course, how are we going to know our score? Is there a way that we can, is there like a rubric that they show you inside the practice test to record yourself, or how does it work?
Yeah. So with writing and speaking, you can't score yourself. That's yeah. impossible. And you mm-hmm. also can't ask an English tutor to score you unless mm-hmm. that person is an IELTS examiner. Mm-hmm. So really the only way is to get in touch with an IELTS professional who is also a teacher, right? Mm-hmm. So they not only give you a score, but they tell you how to increase it. And I yeah. think finding a combination of both of those is hard. It's either mm-hmm. one or the other usually. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Yeah. So you need someone that could be honest with you about what it takes to get to that 7 or get to that 8. So yeah. most students in our course, they choose the personal coach plan. So they get right. exactly that with me on Skype, just one-on-one. I read your essays. I can tell you exactly where you're lacking, right? Yeah. What is also good about your essays, but what exactly you need to improve in the next 3 weeks or whatever. And not just that. I'm not just like, you need to fix your grammar. I tell you exactly like activities for how to do that. And same yeah. with speaking, guys. You need someone that knows the test really well to tell you if you're satisfying the requirements for 7s.
Yeah, I love that. And I mean, I love that we offer the 30-minute consultation too, Jessica. I mean, that's a good yeah. option to get started if you're not sure, guys, if it's time to, you know, jump in or the best timeline for you to schedule that test date. It's a good idea to meet with Jessica for 30 minutes. There is a cost to that, and you do pay for that time, but it's a really smart way to, you know, she can hear your speaking, get a sense of where you're at, and create a realistic timeline for you.
Yeah, exactly. Those consultations have helped a lot of students feel relieved at just mm-hmm. knowing, because yeah. that's what this question comes down to, is like this feeling of not knowing, of sitting in this like uncertain place that's very mm-hmm. uncomfortable, and you don't know what to do about it or how to get out of it. Yeah. So that's what that 30-minute consultation is for. And like Lindsay said, yeah, there is a cost to it, but then that cost is deducted from yeah. the price of our course. So it's right. really not a cost, like yeah. if you're going to get into our course anyway. So yeah. I think that's the best way, right? Just to initially know where you're at and what work you need to put in.
Yeah. Awesome. So guys, if you want to schedule that, you could, is it okay if we give out your email here, Jessica?
Yes, I am
contact
ready.
You directly.
Yeah, guys, send me an email, jessica@allearsenglish.com, and we could set that up.
Yeah, awesome. Very cool. So this has been a great question. I want to say thank you so much to our listener, Alex from Russia. Good question, Alex. And guys, keep your awesome. Questions coming. Keep your feedback and your reviews coming in iTunes.
Yeah, definitely, guys. Take a couple minutes. It doesn't take that long, right? Go over to iTunes, yeah. leave us a review, and then hopefully we can feature you on a future show, your name and your question, and you'll get our personal IELTS advice.
Awesome. Sounds good to me, Jessica. All right. Well, we will see you back on the show next week then.
All right. Sounds good. Bye, Lindsay. Okay.
Take care. Bye. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again, and see you soon.